Blog Talk Radio.
They say to call in. Did you call in, TJ?
Hey,
sir. Call in, JB.
Hey, man.
Hello.
Special guest. For you guys, her name is Miss Asia Washington. But before we go on, get into Miss Asia Washington, I'm going to introduce you to your host, Mr. Tommy Ray Cole. Go ahead, Mr. Tommy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Uplifting Communities Talk Show, Louisiana. Good afternoon, everybody. We want to thank you all for calling in this day. We have a very special guest today, Miss Asa Marlene Washington. And before we go any further, we want to thank you, Miss Washington, for coming on the Uplifting Talk Show, Louisiana. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, I'm a mother of one. His name is Gary Citizen Jr. I got five grandkids, four grandsons, and a granddaughter that we all live in Lake Charles. I'm a living mother, and I have four sisters and three brothers, and we just love Lake Charles, Louisiana. I know a lot of people from California listen to this. I know a lot of people from California from Louisiana. So, hey, everybody from California. I know y'all missed that good old gumbo.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm a community worker. I'm disabled. I've worked all my life, and I happen to have a bad accident that caused me not to be physically working in a working environment, but I have to be clocking in and out. But I work so hard on a volunteer basis where I can work at my own pace and do things as God has planned for me. So I like to help. I love to help. And that's the most important thing to me is helping others.
Awesome. Now, Asa, we're familiar with a lot of the work that you do. And I tell you what, I've been places where you were working, supporting these programs where I come in there, and you do a fantastic job. But I tell you what, your personality, your kindness is far past fantastic. You do an outstanding job. You're a very wonderful person. And also, too, now, you spoke with us and you made known to us that you support the new VA that just opened here in Lake Charles. So tell us
right. I just went, matter of fact, I took my TB test the other day and was like this weapon on my arm is off of these VAs. But, yes, I went and I'm going to be volunteering at the VA over here on Highway 14, the new VA clinic that's opened up. It is so nice. Man, it's beautiful. The VA is going to be very, very proud of it. It's nice. It's really, really nice. And like I say, I'll be doing a lot of volunteer work over there, you know, and helping to greet the volunteers, make coffee, whatever they need me to do. If they need to cry on my shoulder, need somebody to talk to, that's what I'll be there for. I'll be there to listen to them. I can't give them no medical help, but I can do anything else that they need. I can listen, and I can talk to them. It's like volunteering. Sometimes people just need people to talk to. And when you go to a place like the VA office, they just a lot of times just want people to hear their stories.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Now, also, too, before this VA hospital came to Lake Charles, folks were having to travel quite a ways to Alexandria. Is that correct?
Right. I had a couple of uncles that my dad had to take to Alexandria two or three times a week. You know, my last uncle that died a couple of months ago, sometimes I would see him having to get up in the car at 4 o'clock in the morning and go way to Alexandria to the doctor. You know, and I was saying, I just told my dad, I wish he was alive to be able to come right here to this facility because it's really nice.
Awesome. Okay, John, back to you.
All right. Yeah, you know, Asa, I wanted to tell the audience what motivates you to do what you're doing.
Oh, I don't know. You know, my family always say that I just like to help people. My mama tell me that every day. You just love helping people. Matter of fact, I met you at a speak. I was going to speak for battered women. That's how I met you. At my friend Cannon asked me to come and talk to some women that had been battered and how they didn't have to live their life being abused by men and get out and how to talk to them. And, you know, it just sometimes it is nice, like I say, to talk to people or listen to people when they talk to you. And I always say I like to step in. I'm just a helper. I'm just one of those helpers.
Yeah, you're right. That's where I met you at. I think it was Miss Connie Lewis. I flew down to Lake Charles, and she had invited me to one of her meetings, and that's where I met you at. You had you was a speaker, one of the guest speakers over there, and you did so much of a magnificent job. I mean, people was really listening.
They was
really listening, you know, because, I mean, hey, but you mentioned something about you had an accident. Do you think that accident really made you open your eyes to where as though people need your help? You know, you think that helped motivated you?
A little, but I have always just been a person that likes to help. You know, it helped me because I had so many people helping me at that point when I was in need and needed someone to talk to. And man, if everybody know how many nights I had to depend on another guy that had an accident named Ricky Adams. He had an accident months before me, and I was just depressed. And you just don't know. I wanted to kill myself. And he would call me every day and night, and we became so close, and he just helped me through it and say, you know what, Asa, we're going to make it. We're going to make it. And he helped me. And like I said, and it just the nurses and the doctors and everybody just talked to me, my sisters, my mom, my dad, my friends. You know, everybody just was there and always helping me. I said, man, when I get better, guess what I want to do? I want to help. I want to be able to be there for people. There's no feeling greater than that feeling to be there for someone.
That's right. You know, Ace, I feel the same way. You know, there's so many people helped me when I was growing up in Lake Charles. That's where I'm from, Lake Charles, Louisiana. I wasn't born in Lake Charles, but I was raised in Lake Charles. You know, and it was so many people helped me. I'm talking about from friends to family to, you know, my grandmother. She really raised me because my mother died, passed away when I was about 6 months old. And it was so many people, and that's what, and that gave me compassion, you know.
Right.
I mean, you know, to really help someone, you know what I'm saying? Because,
right.
You know, compassion meaning that, you know, if somebody, you know, is going through something, you know, and regardless if it's just mental thoughts or financially or whatever, you have compassionate enough to say, well, hey, look, I don't have much, you know, but here, you know, I can help you with your PGN, with your utility bill, or either let me cook for you today, you know, or let me bring you a plate of food. That's compassionate. You know, it's showing, it's not looking at the for person's fault and saying, well, you know one thing, if they wouldn't have did this, this wouldn't have happened. Because
right.
We all, you know, that's what I saw in you when I first met you, is that you have a lots and lots of compassion, you know.
I have a lot of compassion. And like I say, I get told that everybody depends on you, but it doesn't bother me that everybody depends on me, because if they don't depend on me sometimes, I'm wondering, what am I going to do today? And I be wanting somebody to call me and help me to help them do something. I guess like I get a lesson by helping other people. I don't care if I got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, get somebody a ride to work, get up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and pick up somebody from work. That doesn't bother me, because it's like that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help other people, you know what I mean? I'm just grateful that I can do it. That's my main thing. I'm so glad that I can help other people. I'm not rich. I can't give you money, but I can give you love. I can give you time. You know, I can give you an ear. There's so many other things you can do for a person when you don't have the cash flow to give, you know.
Now, also, Ms. Asa, I was with you a couple of times where you had driven folks to Houston for their doctor's appointment.
If I have to do that, I'm going to go to Houston, Lafayette. It doesn't matter.
I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. Yes, and we know that you do a lot of community services. That we want to speak about your grandchildren there because you have some beautiful grandchildren, and you keep them active, and you're right there with them all the time.
Oh, man, you know it. I'm one of them on-hand grandparents. They talk about it. They said, if they have practice, I'm there. If they have games, I'm there. I'm one of the parents that I believe that a parent should be at the practice with the kids. You should be at the games with the kids. Support, 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 because that's what they look for. If they have a play at school, I'm going to be there. So they don't look forward to seeing their mom and their dad turn around and see if their grandma ate it. They want to see a mom. They call me mom. They want to see a mom there. They say, they knew mom was going to be here.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good feeling. That they are my joy. That's some joy. That's joy to me. My grandkids, man, that's my pride and joy.
Yes. Now, how many grandchildren do you have?
I have four handsome sons and a beautiful granddaughter.
I have one son, and you got five grandchildren.
He produced the whole basketball team.
He sure did. Congratulations.
He didn't tell me he didn't like being the only child, so I guess he didn't want to have just one child of his own. But now that I only have one, I kind of wish I'd have had five kids and one grandkid sometime.
Yeah, looking back, we can say that.
Hey, when it comes down to Christmas and all the holidays, Mother's Day, and I get one present, and all my sisters getting three and four presents, I'm like, oh, man, I'm jealous.
Now, we also like to go a little bit deeper into your community services because we know that you have done a lot of work over at the Washington Marion High School for many years.
Oh, they talk about me now. My sister said every Friday night, if Washington Marion have a basketball game or a football game, they know one person that's going to be in the stand, that's going to be me. It's because I volunteer. I'm still like the booster club mom. You know, I mean, I just love to still – I work the concession stand every home game, basketball and football, track, whatever. I'm still involved. I have no kids that play. I have no grandkids there, but I'm there.
Yes.
You know, Asa, that is so beautiful, what you're saying. You know, it really touches me. And the reason for that, I just love to see, you know, love. I love to see love. You got me. You know, I mean, I loved, and that's what you're doing. You're showing love. You're pouring love. And people, those who listening, okay, listen to her. Because we all, you know, can do something in our communities to help another human being, another child that's struggling, that's going through hard times and things. Or it don't have to be a child. It could be an adult. Because we all adults, and sometimes we just want somebody to listen. We just want somebody to just shut up and just listen to us, you know. And Asa, you know, you're doing so much. I love that. But also for those that tuned in a little late, you are listening at Uplifting Communities Talk Show, Louisiana, and your host is Tommy Ray Cole, and then your special guest is Miss Asia Washington. And if you want to elaborate on something or just say something to ask Ms. Asa a question, just please press 1 and we'll let you in. Okay? So go ahead, Tommy.
Okay. Now, everybody know who I am right quick, Mr. John. But let me introduce you to everybody. Mr. John L. Brown is the founder of the Uplifting Community Talk Show. He's been doing this show for over 2 years. Just so happened, I know Mr. Brown, and he called me one day and said, "Mr. Cole, hey, we're extending our show. Would you like to be a host for the Louisiana show?" And I said, well, certainly, you know. So here we are. So Mr. John Brown, hey, we thank you ever so much. And Mrs. Asa Washington. Now, you have this a family, you're definitely family oriented. Now, it has to go back to your parents. And tell us a little bit about your parents and your siblings.
Oh, my mother is such a lovely person. I mean, my dad is dead. I was raised with a mother and a stepdad. They're going to be married 50 years. My dad and my mom will be married 50 years. And I'm telling you, when I look at the love that they have for each other, I laugh at them all the time. I say, they don't do anything without each other. They teach us that family is very important. You know, for
that
a long time, we never had vacation without our parents. Anytime we do anything, any vacation we go on, my mom and dad is always invited. I mean, my sisters and myself, we never take vacation without our parents. That's just how we always did. Everything was always family, family, family. And that's how everybody said, y'all are such a close family that, oh, man, we wish we was like y'all. But you got to realize we grew up, we had two bedrooms. And we had eight kids and a mother and a father. They had a bedroom, so we're eight kids that had to be in one bedroom. So we had to learn how to be close to each other. Tight, and so that's how we stayed. We all very, very tight family. I don't do anything without my sisters. I don't think I ever go on a vacation without them. You know, we do vacation, we plan something for all of us, mom and dad included. You know, we go on a cruise, mom and dad included. I mean, we go to the beach, mom and dad included. No matter what we do, we include our parents because that's how they included us. I mean, we didn't have money where we had love. We never spent a night nowhere. Mom had eight kids and, like I said, two bedrooms, and we could not spend a night anywhere. But tell me how many of my friends couldn't come spend a night with us. I mean, every one of us had friends spend a night. We have 10, 12 people at our house spend a night with us, but that's how they was. And I know y'all can't go, but they can come over here. And so they just always taught us to be close-knit, to stay close to your family and your friends and help each other out. You know, and that's my parents. My mom used to walk in the house 24 hours a day. She can have a rosary in her hand. She say her prayers all day long. She's a very praying person. My dad, oh, my God, I don't even know what to tell you about him. This is a man that loves his family more than anything in the world. I mean, he'll give you the shirt off his back. If he has 50 cents and you call him and say, my water bill is 49 cents, he gonna give you the 50 cents and tell my mama, oh man, we old, we can worry about that tomorrow. Or we can get it. Give it to Asa. Give it to one of my kids. Give it to my kids. That's my dad. You know, that's him.
Right.
Let me also share. Can I share this right quick, John?
Yeah, go ahead.
What I like to share is I met Asa's family. Her mother, her father, her siblings. And, man, let me tell you, they taking me in as I was family with them. There's so much love there. I mean, you can't help but grow in love and display love. They gone on the cruise on last year, and they invited my wife and I to go with them. And we gone, and, boy, we had a superb time, and it was so wonderful. We'd like to do that again. And Asa, it's just so much good work that you're doing. It's hard to get it all out now, but we want to get as much as possible out as we possibly can. You know, we shared many things. I said many times at dinner with you and your family, and you guys are so close that where you are, your family is there. And I think that's awesome, and that has a lot to do with how we view people and how we respect others as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, like I say, that's how I was raised, giving. You know, we just always been a giving family. All my sisters, I call them today and say, so and so need this, so and so got a GoFund up. I mean, we just always willing to help. You know, anybody and everybody who needs help. That's just how we was raised. We just, like I say, we're a close knit family. My sisters are my best friends. You know, you won't see me without them. I mean, everything we do together. You know, that's how we roll. That's how, you know, that's just how it is. We just always was taught to let your family mean the world to you.
Right. you know, yeah, okay. It was another question I wanted to ask you, Asa. You know, in the communities throughout the United States, you know, we have Red Cross, we have the NAACP, we have different organizations. And these days, a lot of people don't really know. Also, we have United Way. A lot of people don't really know what they do, because we very seldom see them in our community trying to uplift our community. We very seldom see them go to the community meetings and letting people know how they can assist, you know. And I see that you volunteer for the United Way. Okay. Now,
neighborhood watch. My next door neighbor just got on my butt because I missed the meeting for the neighborhood watch. They said, "Hey, so we had a meeting at the community meeting," and I said, "Oh my, I forgot all about it." My next door neighbor Barbara, she's not gonna miss it, and she's gonna call me to remind me, but she forgot to call me, and I missed it. I was busy doing something else. But United Way is awesome. They all awesome organizations that you can call on for help, like Red Cross for Katrina and Rita. I went to the Civic Center for Katrina and worked Red Cross, and it was just an uplifting blessing to be out there with them. United Way, it was just uplifting to see how everybody was just ready to give, you know, pitch a hand in and help. And it made me feel good when I would come in, they would say, "Oh, no, that's Asa. This her spot right here." It makes you feel good when, you know, when everybody knows, like, "Nah, nobody can't control that part. That's Asa's spot right there. She got that." And that's just how I am. I like to have my, I like to work, but I like to have my private little spot. They say, you know, that's just how I am. They call me the takeover person all the time, Tommy. You know that, but that's what they say.
Oh, yeah.
I like to take over. I like to be in control, but I don't. I just know what I like to do and how I like things. And the way I like things to run smooth. I like everything to run smooth. You know, that's just how I am. But if I can...
We know that during disaster, stuff, well, you know, United Way, Red Cross, you know, all these big organizations, they are right there to help. Okay, listen to me. What I'm saying is that, you know, just for every day, you know, just, you know, we very seldom see them going to the community meetings or a representative going to the community meetings and letting the community know where they at, what they have to offer, and things of that nature, you know, to get more support. Because I think, you know, like, that's where we at. We just, you know, we don't look just for disaster. We want, you know, to be able to have information, you know, of some of these organizations, you know, in a community where if somebody is struggling or if somebody need a job or if somebody need their utility bills paid. I'm, you know, to where's going? Oh, we need that.
Probably step in like that, John. They don't usually, if you go to them and you ask them about helping them, they might help you, but they don't go into the community. They only, for some reason, they only wait till you have a disaster. You can go to them for, to say you can't pay your light bill, and it's very hard to get funds from them. It really is just to say you need a light bill or something like that paid. For some reason, they send everybody to the cabinet. They send you to the churches or whatever. They only want to help in disasters. And that's a shame because we donate a lot of money to United Way. Mostly every job has a United Way fund that they give $2 and $3 of their paycheck. But they don't go into the community. And they really don't participate in just, like, helping people. They're having hard times unless a whole group of people having a hard time. You can't really get anything from them.
Right. Matter of fact, we hadn't had a rough storm to hit Lake Charles. It's been, what, since Hurricane Rita?
2008.
You know, that there are lots of opportunities that United Way and other services like these can really support the community where either the community needs maybe developing more programs, you know, and they can I think they can spread themselves a little wider than what they have.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Do we have any callers ready to call in?
Yeah, I think that's a great thing you're doing, you know, with volunteering these organizations. And the reason for that also is because you get insight. You get the insight that's really going on. So that's a great thing. But anyway, we got a caller who wants to ask you a question or either elaborate on something. Let me let them in. And because we only got like about 4 minutes left on the show. Hold on. Hey, baby, how you doing this morning? This evening? You having a pretty good morning?
Yeah.
But okay. No grandkids, so you must be a little happy.
Well, no, I don't have no grandkids this morning.
Okay, now.
Who is that, Mr. Carmo, over there? How you doing, Thomas?
I'm doing fine. Welcome to the show. State your name for us.
Hey, this is James Bennett. Tommy, nice to hear your voice on the radio.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It's good to hear you too. We thank you for
I think you're doing a great job, man. You need to keep that up because the community, you know, they behind you.
Well, we definitely want to bring it, and man, we thank you. And we're bringing on folks that's doing great work in the community, and that's why Ms. Asia Washington is with us today because of her great service.
I just called in to say hello, Tommy, and y'all have a good one.
Okay, thank you so much. Great. Wow, man. Folks are supporting you, and you're doing great work now.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. I understand we only have a couple of minutes left. Right now, we want to take the time, all our listeners, for calling in and supporting the show. And we want you to tune in every Saturday. Matter of fact, we're coming on at 1 o'clock now. We began the program starting at 3 p.m., but now we brought it to 1 p.m. every Saturday, and we're going to bring on some outstanding folks here. Now, thank you all for supporting us. Now, Ms. Asa, we're going to ask you to leave us with a positive thought before we close out.
Okay, a positive thought for today is that when God put us on this earth, he put everyone on this earth, black, white, Chinese,
all
races, Jews, Catholics, Baptists, all people to serve him. And that at this particular time of life in 2017, we need to try to all get along with each other and look at a person for who they are and not what they are or who you want them to be. Everybody has faults. Everybody have their own mind, and we all have prejudice in us. Black people have prejudice, white people have prejudice, but we need to learn how to get along with each other and remember that we're not here for us, that we're here for God. And whatever we do for him is what's going to make us us. So the more we do for him is the more blessing that's going to come down on us. Honor thy mother and father. Love thy neighbor. Don't commit sins. I'm not going to say the whole Ten Commandments because I got them right here in front of me, but I'm just going to say the main ones is put no God.
Yes.
Oh, God.
10 seconds.
That's the main thing right there. And we honoring statues, flags, whatever. Matter of fact, I was thinking about that as I close up with y'all, Tommy. Do you know that in Lake Charles, I don't even know where they say we have a Mountain somewhere by something about the courthouse. He might have. I don't even know where it's at because that doesn't matter to me. As long as the person treats me right, that's what I look at. You step your boundaries and treat me wrong, that's when I look at that. But other than that, I look at everybody the same.
Okay, well, we're going to have to say goodnight. The show is over with. Okay. Thank you all for coming in and joining us today. And God bless you guys. Good night.
God bless y'all. And
thank
tune
you.
In next Saturday as well. Good night.
All right. Thank y'all for having me.
Okay, thank you.